listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Football season is here, and what does that mean, Matt Wilhelm, speaking for Matt Wilhelm?
Beer, and sports.
Yes, countless TVs full of gridiron action at B-Dub's Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. It's time now for the Friday Forecast.
Number one.
It's like a little Mexican, like, is that a little?
Yeah, it's like a salsa beat on the NFL films music. I kind of like it.
Can't get loose.
I wish we were on TV and people could see me dance.
Yeah. All right.
I think your popularity would skyrocket.
Well, the fact he's already done the guarantee today.
The guarantee. I tweeted it out.
Yes.
The guarantee. Only the second.
All right. Complete this sentence, gentlemen. The Browns will win Sunday if
they score more points.
That's
just
a good
kidding.
Start.
No,
I
I'm
hate
just
that
kidding.
One.
I'm going to say the Browns will win on Sunday if they don't turn over the ball.
That's a good point. And that's something that I was almost going to ask Jordan Poyer about turnovers. Like, where are those overthrows, tip balls that literally landed in Tashaun Gibson's his arms, like, through 8 weeks last year for him to be, you know, leading the NFL? We're missing that side of things. But to deviate and be different, I've mentioned it multiple times. Win on third down. That means offensively and defensively, extend drives and get off the field. With our offense playing the way we are playing right now, we can be successful. Our defense needs to give them more opportunities, turnovers, as well as getting off the field on third down.
The Browns need to stop Justin Forsett. He ravaged them for 6.5 yards a carry in two meetings a year ago, coming off of a game that the only game they won. His best game of the year, 150 yards rushing for Justin Forsett. They've got to stop him, and they've got to convert in the red zone, hush downs. I love Travis Coons, but you know what I love more?
Who's that?
Hush down.
Number two.
All right, so the three of you are Jim O'Neill. What would be your defensive scheme for Sunday to stop the Ravens?
Ooh, I can't wait to hear it.
I would play cover two. I wouldn't put guys out on an island, and I would make them march up and down the football field rather than giving up these big chunk plays.
I personally would play a hybrid version of quarters, which is four, but you can still technically have one of the safeties be down in the run. I want to play a seven and a half man box is kind of what I want to play. Less man than we've ever played, but you're passing a lot of those pick routes in man-to-man, in quarters. You pass them. You don't have to fight through them like you do in man. It can look like man. It can feel like man, except you have an umbrella over top.
I want to see eight men in the box on the early downs. I want to stop the run, and then I want to play the sticks. We can mix in some blitzes here or there, but for the most part, these receivers should not be good enough to beat us. Let them catch the ball in front of you and come up and tackle and get the football back. Don't put yourself in situations where all they have to do is throw a jump ball up one-on-one with somebody where they can get a pass interference, they can get a defensive holding, or they can just flat out win it. Joe Flacco can place the ball very effectively down the field. Always have a safety over the top. Just don't give up the big plays. Make them go on, like very much like what the Jets did to us on that first drive. You make a team go on a 17-play drive to go 90 yards. There's a margin for error is increased. You have guys who are not used to playing together, and you have an opportunity to take advantage of that. Don't give up the chunk plays. If you have to play kind of more shell zone, that's fine, especially after you stop the run early.
I like the shell zone. Yes.
Yes.
Here we go. Number three.
Yes, you have, Wilhelm. The X factor for the offense on Sunday is
Duke Johnson.
How does the X factor?
Do you want to expound on that, the kid?
Duke Johnson is going to make some big plays out of the backfield. He's going to run a couple wheel routes. He's going to run some draw plays. He's going to make some big plays. I look for 75 yards from scrimmage and a touchdown. Is that expounding enough?
Perfect.
Yes.
For the Cleveland Browns, almost every given week, the biggest X factor for us is going to be Josh McCown. Josh McCown's ability to continue to control the football, be the leader in the huddle, and not give the football to the other team via fumble or interception is going to be the X factor in this football game.
It's got to be the offensive line, but we know that every week, so I'm going to take it a different direction. Gary Barnage right now is your number two receiver on the team. The Ravens have given up 31 yards receiving to the tight end position in four games combined. Travis Benjamin, Taylor Gabriel, Andrew Hawkins, those receivers need to step up and help out, because the other thing this Ravens team does well is stop running backs. They've given up only 118 yards receiving to running backs. The Browns, between Duke Johnson and Isaiah Crowell, had over 150 total just last week. So you need to have these wide receivers. If the Browns are going to win throwing the football against this defense, you need the wide receivers to step up. And good news for Travis Benjamin, the opposing number one has at least five catches in every game against the Ravens this year and is averaging 109.5 yards per game.
Ooh, that's a dynamite drop-in stat.
Thank you.
And finally, number four. I asked this last week, and it seemed kind of like a ridiculous question, but the way that Josh McCown played, it wasn't. Who's going to throw for more yards on Sunday, Josh McCown or Joe Flacco?
I think it's ridiculous that you'd even think that Joe Flacco is going to outthrow Rich Gannon part two. Josh McCown will dominate the football game.
I'm actually going to go in a different direction. I'm going to say Joe Flacco simply because the Cleveland Browns will play well enough through the first three quarters to have the lead and will not play to lose the game. But I think Joe Flacco is going to have to put the ball in the air significantly more and play the Ravens back into the football game. So I'll go with Flacco.
I'm going to go Josh McCown just because I think the Browns are going to be more of a passing offense in general this game, where the Ravens are going to be more of a running offense and to really try to rely and put the game on the back of Justin Forsett.
All right, guys, that is the Friday Forecast.
There it is. The Friday Forecast is in the books. When we come back, final thoughts. We'll get a couple fantasy football questions in as well. Scarlet and Maize continues their dominance of the Jacuzzi Fantasy Football League, the kid.
And if anybody has any random questions, if they'd like my philosophies on life, feel free to tweet them in right now. I'm happy to share my philosophies.
What is it, at the kid underscore?
No, just at the kid 97.
Okay.
Or most of you probably follow Nate, so just throw him Nate's way.
At Nathan Zagura, at Browns underscore daily. We should have a segment. Hashtag ask the kid.
And then, like, when no one tweets in, what happens?
I think a lot of people are going to tweet in. He's already trying to play me. He's playing us off right now. We'll be back.
I'm sorry. I thought there was a pause there. I thought you guys were done.
It was a pause because we were thinking about just how significant the response is going to be for ask the kid.
I had something random to talk about.
We'll be back with more CBD.